My prayer for 2022 is that Christians across America would have courage. When a person chooses to be the best person he or she can possibly be, when the consequences for doing that could be very harmful to them, that's courage. Principled Christians can be canceled, lose jobs, even face criminal penalties for standing against evil and for truth. Authoritarian leaders engender fear and foster a culture of victimhood and dependence. But Christians who are not mastered by their fears encourage like-minded leaders to lead courageously. We should pray for courage. Will you join me? Lord, thank you for how you have enabled your church to live and walk in your grace despite opposition and persecution during a trying year. O Lord, we ask the same for 2022. Dear God, as the new year begins, help us to seek out your plan for us each day and to slow down long enough to really see it and hear your voice and accomplish the things you have for us to do. Lord, for those elected leaders at all levels of government who are redeemed believers, make your will for them clear. Do not let them be distracted or confused by other voices. Grant them courage to stand strong and not to waver from your path for them. When they face opposition, help them to remember that what is happening is no surprise to you. Remind all of us of what is written in Isaiah 40, that it is you who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. And it is you who brings princes to nothing and makes the rulers of the earth as emptiness. Lord, we know we who are the church have a kind of stewardship for the culture. Empower the believers across this land to be serious about this work. In 2022, may we walk resolute in faith and obedience, even if, even when it gets hard. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.